A solidarity rally for Palestinians in Gaza was held in Peterborough on Thursday, October 19th, in front of City Hall. At 5 p.m., the scheduled start time, there were only around 30 people in attendance. Then by 6 p.m., there were over 100 people gathered with signs and flags in support of Palestinians. The rally was organized in part by members of the Canadian group called the International Socialists, and today I have one of the organizers from this group, Peter Vauch, to learn more about the planning and message of the rally. Peter, thank you for meeting with me.
Thank you, Eddie.
Just tell me a little bit about what you do and very short about what the International Socialists are.
Well, I'm a retiree right now, and I come from the labor movement. I'm part of the QP Retirees Network, and I've spent a lot of time in the labor movement. I've been a member of the International Socialists for 46 years. We're a revolutionary socialist group broadly in the Trotskyist tradition, a non-Stalinist tradition, and we've been organizing all over Canada. And fighting for socialism, fighting the labor movement, and international solidarity against racism, sexism, etc.
Thank you. So why did you choose to organize this rally last night?
Well, I felt that we needed to do something in response to the bombing that was taking place in Gaza. There hadn't been a call put out in Peterborough that I was aware of, and I thought this week we needed to be on the streets. We needed for the community, especially the Palestinian community, to have a voice on the streets of Peterborough. And therefore, we took the initiative of just calling the demonstration in concert with OPERC and other organizations that might support us and come out. So it was more of an open concept, not our demonstration as the International Socialists, but just an initiative taken.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And so... what was the message, and what did you hope to achieve with this demonstration last night?
Well, what we hoped the message was stop the bombing and free Palestine, as the slogan went, and to look at the root causes of what has led to the events of the last 2 to 3 weeks in the Middle East. Particularly in Palestine, I should say occupied Palestine. I know you're going to ask me about that in a moment. What we hope to achieve is what we achieved, is to get people out on the streets, to mobilize the community, to allow people a bit of an outlet, not to sit as captives of the corporate media and consume what often is the truth only told by one side, but to be able to express what Palestinian people are experiencing in Gaza on the West Bank and in the Palestinian diaspora.
Mm-hmm. And who do you hope hears this message from last night? Who was your intended recipient of this demonstration?
Well, I think both. I think the community, and saying that, the community, the wider Peterborough community, particularly the wider Palestinian community, and those who would stand in solidarity with the Palestinians, and those who oppose colonialism wherever it rears its ugly head, and also the powers that be, including the Canadian government, that people all over Canada, including Peterborough, are standing up to our government in being complicit with the Israeli occupation. And that needs to end.
And how do you think the rally went? Was anything surprising? Did it more people, less people? Just how did it go?
It went fantastic. I'm just buzzing still after that. I think as a small socialist group, and I think we need to be modest about who we are. We called the demonstration having no idea how many would show. We hoped for 30 or 40. We got more than double that, and we're over the moon. And the other thing that came out of the rally is the relationships that come out of that, that you meet people, that they meet us, and that we formed, you know, I think, bonds and permanent relationships to carry the struggle forward.
So, and something that was said last night by you and I think at least one other speaker was that this is not a conflict about religion, and that it's one about land and colonization, which you just kind of mentioned. It's something that a lot of people are unclear on for whatever reason. But can you expand on that a little bit for me and the listeners?
Yes. Yes. This is much like many colonial struggles that have been conflated into religion, Northern Ireland being one, anti-colonial struggles. This is not, as in Ireland, and I just mentioned that in passing, but in occupied Palestine, it is about colonialism. And the State of Israel has everything to do with being a colonial creation hatched by Lord Balfour, Winston Churchill, and the British ruling class, which enabled the Zionist movement, which is the movement of Jews to settle in Israel in 1948, to actually settle in Israel prior to that, and then form a state and what I would call an ethno-state in an area where already people existed and lived, and they were the Palestinians. And the Palestinians were expelled by use of terror and power by the Haganah and the Irgun, Zionist militias. And what it's called is the Nakba in 1948, when people were expelled or felt they had to leave. And much like the colonialism that existed in Canada, where people have been forced off their lands, indigenous people, Palestinians too shared that fear and felt that they had to leave in front of a greater power. And so they did. And you have the Palestinian diaspora.
And so last night you were open about this, and then to me just before this show, you told me that you're Jewish, and that there's confusion about Jewishness and the State of Israel. Can you do you want to go into that relationship or your thoughts and feelings about maybe what it means to be Jewish and how that's not the same thing as the State of Israel?
Yes, I mean, it's a big topic,
yeah.
But I again, to use the term conflate Jewishness with a state, an ethno-state, which has been deemed, I think, correctly by Amnesty International as an apartheid state, similar to the South African state. In other words, a deeply racist state and racist project, to conflate that with Jews in general and all Jews, I think, is absolutely wrong and quite a disgrace, really, especially for those, as I said last night, whose families have died because of racism in the Holocaust, in the Jewish Holocaust. I think it's a shame on us. And I think one lesson that Jews have learned, and maybe those who support Israel have not learned, is that our task as Jews is to fight racism. And so I see us as, and traditionally Jews have always done that. We've been involved in left-wing organizations. We've been involved in anti-racist struggles. We stood side by side with African Americans fighting for their civil rights. We've stood in international solidarity with peoples fighting against colonialism. And here we are as colonizers and in Israel. So I don't think that's in the Jewish tradition at all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I think that although this rally was kind of explicitly about things that are happening in the Middle East, and but there are examples of hate all over the world and here in our community. How does that kind of present itself in the Peterborough community explicitly?
Yes. Well, thank you for asking me that, Eddie, because there has been a police a stepping up of police anti-hate activity in province-wide and in Toronto in the last week or two, promising to protect the Jewish community. But long before that, the Jewish community needed more protection, particularly in Peterborough, where we've seen spates of anti-Semitic leafleting going on everywhere. In many communities, we've seen leaflets that link being Jewish to mass immigration, to homosexuality, to abortion, etc., and all the ills that anti-Semites would put on us. We've had hate demonstrations against the LGBTQ community in which an unreconstructed Nazi called Kevin Goodrow has turned up. He has a swastika emblazoned on his chest. He and his cohorts have been there. Jews need that kind of protection against the far right. And furthermore, we need protection against the kind of people that have been consorting with the federal Tory party and Pierre Poilievre in the convoy, because we saw an orgy of white supremacism there. And we know very well that white supremacism is always linked to anti-Semitism and hatred for Jews.
Thank you. And so I think related in a way, what sort of government or political action do you think needs to happen in Canada right now, in response to what you're talking about, but also to what's happening in the Middle East right now?
The Canadian government needs to stop supporting and arming the Israeli state. That needs to happen. And we need from our leaders, and particularly our leaders in both the labor movement, which I am part of, and I'm proud to say CUPE has been leading on this issue in supporting the Palestinian people, but we need the whole labor movement and those who represent us and all politicians to say Israel is a colonial state. We need to stop supporting that state. And we need to look to a solution, which is not in supporting the ethno state, not supporting the colonial settler state in Israel, but looking to a democratic, secular Palestine, a Palestine in which all, whether it be Jew, whether it be Christian, whether it be Muslim, and of course Palestinian people in the diaspora, everybody on the territory, and that's the territory that, going back to 1948, those borders from the river to the sea, is able to vote and have democratic rights, not just to vote, but in terms of land rights, in terms of property rights, in terms of civil rights that don't exist today. Mm-hmm. That is the only kind of solution to this conflict, but that means the end of the state of Israel, and we're looking to a different state very much.
Mm-hmm. And so if people locally here in Peterborough, Ngozi-Oneong wanted to show support for Palestinians in Gaza, what would you recommend they do?
Stay mobilized, stay on the street. There's going to be more actions and more demonstrations. The International Socialists will certainly be working with OPERG and other progressive organizations in the Palestinian community, in the wider Middle Eastern community, whoever we can work with in partnership to continue to stay mobilized and to bring this issue to the streets of Peterborough and to the ears of those who need to hear it, I think, and are not hearing the voices of Palestinian people in this community. We aim to change that.
Mm-hmm. And I think to finish, I've got one more question, and it's something that you've been talking about indirectly the whole time. What would you tell someone who disagrees with you for any reason? It could be misinformation, it could be any of the things that you were talking about. But in a respectful conversation, if somebody came to you and either doesn't believe or disagrees, what would you tell them to start that conversation?
Well, I think we all have to be prepared for that, and certainly those in the progressive or you know, in my case, the revolutionary socialist Jewish tradition are prepared for those arguments, and those arguments will come around Hamas and the right to resist, and we should need to take that head on, and the position that we have taken in the International Socialists and on the left, on the Marxist left, is that people have the right to resist. It's not just us who believe it, it is enshrined in the United Nations Charter. And we don't choose and we don't tell people who have been colonized, who are going through oppression day in and day out, who go through racism day in and day out, how they should resist. And this has been, you can't take what happened in the last 2 weeks and the actions that took place by Hamas out of context of the liberation struggle in Vietnam, the struggle against apartheid in South Africa, and even going back to the slave revolt of the early 1800s in Haiti, where many, many white settlers, French settlers, were killed in the process of African peoples liberating Haiti And you need to understand the context of slavery at that time. And that was the issue. So what I would say is, let's look at why those events took place. Let's look at the root causes. Let's look at the colonialism. Let's not have a tunnel vision. And look at the fact that Israel has been killing Palestinians and encroaching on their land for 75 years, and it continues. And that this government, the Netanyahu government, has no perspective of peace, has no interest in any kind of peace process. They're interested in a process of aggression, whether it be the settlers in the West Bank, or in East Jerusalem and Sheikh Jarrah, and at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. So we need to be clear that Palestinians absolutely have a right to resist Israeli aggression, and that's supported by Canada and the U.S. and Western governments.
Thank you so much for being with me, Peter, and thank you for being open and vulnerable. It's been a great conversation. I've been speaking with Peter Vach of the International Socialists here in Peterborough, and he was one of the organizers of the Solidarity Rally in Support of Palestinians in Gaza that was held on Thursday, October 19th in downtown Peterborough. This has been Eddie Sweeney, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Mwenhong.